97.5 The Fanatic.
Let the party begin!
The show starts now.
And we get rolling on this Thursday morning. Groundhog Day, as they call it. John Kincaid Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bob, do you celebrate Groundhog Day? It doesn't seem like your type of thing.
I could celebrate anything. I'm cool with that. I like when people have fun. If you want to build something around something stupid, that may be the most stupid thing I've ever heard. But if you're going to stay up all night tailgating and stuff like that and wait for a groundhog to peep his head out and whatever that means, I don't even know if he sees shadow, doesn't, whatever. I don't know how it goes. But, yeah, more power to you. But I just looked up where Punxsutawney was.
I could not tell you where Punxsutawney is.
It's northwest of Altoona, west of State College. So it's about 4.5 hours away from here.
I would never have been able to tell you where.
Yeah.
Altoona's where the flood was?
Johnstown was the flood. Yeah, Altoona's not far. It's like southwest of State or south of State College. But yeah, Punxsutawney's way out there.
That is that's really out there. Would it ever interest you to be there? They were just talking about it on Action.
Well, House. I have to tell you, if I lived in Punxsutawney and saw where it was, it might be the biggest thing of the year to do. Yeah,
I'd be there if I lived in Punxsutawney.
Sure, why not?
I'm not making plans to go to Punxsutawney.
No, I don't think I'm going to do the 4.5 hour drive. If I'm going to do that, I'll just make it the 4 hour drive to Penn State and go to a football game. I don't need to see a groundhog.
Pat, I think I'd rather go to Punxsutawney than go to a Penn State game.
I'm right there with
you. Right. We'll go to Punxsutawney.
Punxsutawney all day.
If it's Punxsutawney or State College, I think I'll go to Punxsutawney. I mean, it'd be like the Villanova game right around the corner. So we get started this morning. Bradford White Water Heaters are here for the pro. We appreciate Bradford White for being part of the program this morning. And in the morning, Mindbender, Coach says it's going to be a wild guess. But how many gallons of beer do you think will be consumed on Super Bowl weekend? this sounds...
Bob knows this.
No,
oh,
Bob,
yeah, Bob knows
gonna be
this.
Responsible
how many
for
people are in the America?
In the America?
In the America. How many people are in America?
Which one, North or South?
Yeah, one of the Americas.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. How about I'll go 8 million gallons.
Yeah, I was going to say about a million or so. So I'll go 5 million.
Oh my goodness!
I'll go 2.
Oh, what, we all?
I think
way.
I'll go 2.
I think
the country's trying to lose some weight.
So you're saying less?
I'll go 2.
Okay.
No. Go higher.
Really?
A lot higher.
How bad? I mean,
50 million.
There will be 325.5 million gallons of beer, equating to 50 million. Cases
keep
consumed.
On scratching. What did I say? What did I guess? Did I guess 300 million or 800 million?
No, you guessed
3 million.
3 million.
3 million.
Guessed,
oh my God. 325? 100 times more?
Yeah, you guessed 2 million. That was that bad.
That's bizarre.
Now, here's the other thing. People spend $2.37 million on soda during Super Bowl weekend.
Hello? Interesting.
Not a sodasman, so I
soda.
I don't. Some we have in common.
I'll drink it for you guys.
Will drink it, Pat. How much of that will be responsible for you?
How much was that, Coach? How much soda was purchased?
$2.37 million worth of soda.
I'll probably be 0.8 million.
Will you drink more, Pat? Do you drink more during a big game like that?
No, I need to be of clear mind, full hearts, can't lose.
I just don't understand.
How does soda play with your mind?
Like how does that too much soda get you jacked?
Do you start
I don't know. I don't want to find out. Like, I don't want to be fidgety. You know, I mean, certain brands. I mean, Dr. Pepper's rolling out with 23 flavors, guys. If you don't think that those flavors having an orgy in your tummy has something to do with the way you act, you're fooling yourself.
Yeah, an orgy in your tummy. Yeah. I like that.
So you do believe in that whole 23... That 23 recipe and everything like that. Could you identify any of those flavors?
No, I think it's trash. I'm not a Dr. Pepper's man.
You're not a Dr. Pepper's
man. No, Mr. Pibb, Dr. Pepper, I'm out on both of them.
What is it about? Is it the mister? Is it the? I think it's arrogant that it's the doctor.
I agree.
Is Dr. Pepper a PhD doctor? Is he one of those?
No, I think he's one of those like school doctors.
See, that's what it is.
You know, or it was like, okay, do I really have to call you doctor? I know you got your doctorate, but yes. No, I think it's a 23 flavor crap. I think it's, you know, you lose me after 19. I think 19 is an appropriate number. 23, you're trying too hard.
Do you have to call coach? Do you have to call chiropractor doctor?
Didn't we just talk about this a couple of
weeks ago? We didn't talk about whether you have to call them doctor or not.
They're a doctor of chiropractic.
Coach knows stuff.
Does he though?
Apparently not.
Does he though? Do you have to call chiropractor doctor?
I don't think you do.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you do.
But Dr. Pepper,
was he a real doctor?
So originally it was made in Morrison's Old Corner Drugstore in Waco, Texas, back in 1885. So Wade Morrison, the owner of the drugstore, named it Dr. Pepper after Dr. Charles Pepper, a Virginia doctor who was the father of a girl, Morrison, that he fell in love with.
Really? Damn, so let me get this straight. So Waco is known for Dr. Pepper, and then the Branch Davidians have to come along and ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Kind of a D move.
That is. You have a happy thing going on, like Dr. Pepper.
Like, I don't like the soda, but like that's a fun story. Hey, where are you from? Waco. Oh, yeah, you're the Dr. Pepper people. Now it's like, oh, hey, where are you from? Waco. Oh, yeah, you guys are the cult people.
If that Waco thing's ever on television, by the way, in our house, my wife and daughter both are obsessed with Waco. Watching every story about it.
About Waco?
About the Waco, you know, the takedown in Waco. Oh, yeah? And the FBI, should they have done what they did? And they've watched every single thing on it. I think there's anything you can stream on Waco, they've watched it. That's Koresh, right?
They should look for some happier things.
Yeah, David Koresh.
Koresh was
Waco. The miniseries. It was like a 6-part miniseries.
It was
tremendous.
They watched it all and loved it. I mean, they absolutely loved that story. Not the ending of the story.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't.
But they they were fascinated by the entire story. I found it incredibly obnoxious. It is a slow week. And now the story of yesterday was the Eagles legacy quarterback discussion with Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick, and Jalen Hurts. And they sat down with RG3, and Donovan McNabb had this to say about being a black quarterback in Philadelphia.
You're the most accomplished quarterback in Philly history, right? And some people still don't want to give you credit for that. How did you have to deal with that, specifically being a black quarterback in Philadelphia?
I never let anyone from the outside affect what I'm trying to do as far as my craft is concerned.
Yep.
But they want to assume everything about you. And when you don't look like them, you don't sound like them, or you don't play like them, there's nothing good that you can say positive about. And so I never let that affect me.
I can't. There are no words. There are no words for me. So Donovan, well, first of all, RG3 sets up the question with Donovan McNabb is not respected in the city, or his number hangs in the rafters. His number is five, is immortalized in the town. And RG3 sets up that question. Pat, one more time. Let me just hear and cut it off after he asks the first question.
You're the most accomplished quarterback in Philly history, right? And some people still don't want to give you credit for that.
Right. RG3, there is every quarterback in the history of this town. Jalen Hurts, right now, there are some people who don't want to give Jalen Hurts credit. Michael Vick was in this town, rehabilitated his image, cleaned up his life, did a spectacular job. There are people who don't want to give him his due. Ron Jaworski is one of the most legendary names in the history of the franchise. He was maligned from the day he stood under center to the day he left by a large portion of the fan base. It had nothing to do with their skin color. And I can't believe that this is what the slow week of the Super Bowl generated. That Donovan McNabb, that it was about race with Donovan McNabb? That's what we come up with?
Yeah, I think it's a little far-fetched, and I say this every time we talk about something like this, and I don't know what it's like to be black. I don't, and I understand how tough it is. We know how the world is going and all that stuff and how it's been in the past and all. I'll take it more closer to that. Who's more scrutinized about that team than Andy Reid?
Andy Reid's the most criticized, scrutinized guy of them all.
We talked about it the other day that he's the one that gets good. You know, there's haters and lovers of Reid. There's haters and lovers of McNabb. It's all because they didn't get the ultimate goal. I never felt, and I was in the media at the time and covered the Eagles an awful lot when McNabb was here. I never felt, and again, I can understand if he did feel it for some reason, but I don't know what it's like to be in a Donovan McNabb shoes. I never felt, though, that it was a something like that, that they're trying to get there. I don't know.
That where Brian Westbrook and Terrell Owens and Trey Thomas and it's absolutely absurd. And more importantly, Donovan McNabb's criticized because Donovan McNabb didn't come up big in big situations over and over again.
When I left here yesterday, I got a call and somebody said to me, a friend said, I can't believe you guys picked Jalen Hurts over McNabb. That's ridiculous. And I said, yeah, you know, the thing that got me was...
I was torn yesterday when we did that.
Right. You were leaning more towards McNabb. Yes. I was leaning McNabb. I'll be honest. I was leaning McNabb. And then Pat said something that said, yeah, but he couldn't win the big one. And I was like, ooh, that's pretty good. But if Hurts goes out and poops the bed in the Super Bowl, you know, you wonder, whatever. McNabb is the best quarterback this franchise has ever had.
No questions asked.
No question about it. Why he feels, it seems more, why he feels the people that had something against him more than he feels the love that many, many people had for him, I don't know. But it's been something with him since he left here.
I can't believe that he's still thin-skinned in 2023. My God.
You think it would have gotten better?
Yes.
I don't.
I do,
not
Pat.
Not the day and age of social media.
Because, Pat, the reason why is I give you the perfect example of Ron Jaworski. Ron Jaworski, and you wouldn't remember it. You have no context of this.
Don't.
He was maligned in this town, criticized like you wouldn't believe. I mean, just butchered by a ton of people in this town. At some point post-career, Ron Jaworski has become one of the most beloved and respected figures in Eagles history. It wasn't when he was playing. It was absolutely not when he was playing. He was so criticized, so booed. Joe Pisarcik, people begging for Joe Pisarcik to play ahead of him. I mean,
he didn't play during social media.
You're the starting quarter. But you know what, though? He didn't. It's gotten better.
I think it got better because there was such a gap between his playing career and social media. I really think social media has a large part to do with this.
Donovan was exiting football when Twitter was beginning.
He was, but people were used to seeing Donovan on Twitter at that point. Like when Donovan would have a bad game, Twitter would explode. His Twitter would blow up. Like there was never a gap to let his career breathe without social media. Like Jaws had a gap.
No, I got you.
I do think that does have something to do with it. I mean, every day this guy opens up his Twitter, it's probably filled with nothing but hate.
But I do believe Donovan McNabb, what did he end? 2010?
Something like that.
His last year? I mean, Twitter was in its infancy. Absolute infancy.
I don't know. I just had my Twitter anniversary 2 days ago. That was 2009.
I mean, yeah, but I'm saying he was in its infancy. Twitter was a minor thing in 2010. Ooh. Well, he was 2011. 2011 is when he got done.
Yeah, I think Twitter was just popping off. So Twitter starts popping off around the time where he starts sucking really, really badly at football. I'm just saying, I think that when he opens up his Twitter, there's not a lot of love coming from Philadelphia.
It's coming from a-holes. Well, it's coming from baseless, faceless
like we don't
a-holes.
Have a-holes in Philadelphia that don't like Donovan.
Everybody has it.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts has it, faces it.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody faces it.
Get it.
Reese Hoskins faces it.
But he was always
Bryce
soft.
Harper's faces
he
it.
He was always soft. So the fact that we thought that it was going to be better, that's naive.
But it becomes a discussion of his skin color? With Donovan McNabb?
As Bob said, I don't know how he feels about it.
Yeah, and I don't know anything that he ever went through. Like I said, you know, you can... I don't know. I've had many callers on here through the years, and it's been great teaching me lessons about stuff. And I told this story before. The greatest one was, I put out there as a subject one time, what's the greatest decade you would ever like to have lived in? And a guy called and he said, Bob, I'm a 45-year-old black man. I haven't had it yet. And like that hit me and it stuck with me forever. I don't know what McNabb went through here as far as racism being casted upon him by maybe some people that we don't know about or what he faced or whatever. I'm naive enough to say that sports fans, they're going to like you or they're not going to like you.
Yes.
And hopefully 9 times out of 10, and again, this is naive, hopefully 9 times out of 10, it's because the way you perform, the way you act, whatever it may be, and it has nothing to do with skin color. I can say that in a naive way because I don't look at it that way. Donovan McNabb has probably gone through some things I have no idea what, you know, is about, and he's gone through it another way. So
Donovan McNabb talked about with RG3 about how people don't want to accept that they're wrong. Listen to this one.
People don't want to have to be put on the spot to break down what they've never been able to do.
Okay.
And I'm going to say it loudly. If you don't know how to do what we do, then you can't tell people how to do it.
It's a tough job.
And so, prime example, what you're doing right now is glorifying the ability to play inside, outside, read the game, see the game, answer the question. And then for those who want to be the analytical aspect of the coaches, you're proving that you can do it on third down.
Yeah.
But they never want to give you the credit because it's too much for them to say, I was wrong.
Jalen Hurts isn't getting the credit? They don't want to give Jalen Hurts the credit? What the hell is he talking about? Jalen Hurts is getting praised on every pregame show. Every NFL, I watch NFL Live every day. Dan Orlovsky's breaking down something every week about what amazing decision-making and plays that Jalen Hurts is making. Jalen Hurts has gotten nothing but praised all year long. I have no idea what McNabb's talking about. He's projecting maybe critique that he took onto Jalen Hurts, who's not getting it. Jalen Hurts is getting revered right now. And getting talked about as being just the incredible leader. This town is embracing him. And more importantly, the NFL is embracing Jalen Hurts for his skill set. I have no idea what McNabb's talking about.
No, he's got a history with Eagles quarterbacks of, I don't want to say, I don't know if he's jealous. I don't know if he sees them being beloved here and he feels he never was. I don't think
he ever was. I'll give him that.
I don't know.
That run that they had from
1 to 8 or whatever, and he was a huge, maybe the biggest part of it. I think the scrutiny more came at the twilight of his career, maybe after he left in that, just like Andy Reid. Oh, man, never won the big one.
Never won
the big one. Threw up on the field, all those things. Look, that's what Philadelphia does. When you don't win the big one, you're remembered for why you didn't. And McNabb got them close, and he's remembered for why he didn't. And fair or not, that's the way the city is. But there's many, many people here that love Donovan McNabb.
Absolutely. And seriously, his number's in the freaking rafters. But more importantly, projecting it onto Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is beloved in this town. He's a rock star. And more importantly, he's being celebrated all across every NFL show and otherwise for his skill set, his decision making. Everybody understands what Jalen Hurts is. He's like an ultimate weapon. Like,
yeah, wasn't there
Randall Cunningham?
Wasn't there something that when Carson Wentz was going well, McNabb went into the locker room and kind of said something that was odd that came off that he was jealous of it?
I remember something happened.
But again, yeah, Carson Wentz was beloved here until he sucked. Now this town hates him.
Yeah, I mean,
it's sports. It's more sports in my mind. And again, naive guy.
Right.
It's more sports in my mind than it is skin color or anything else.
McNabb's taking it from his own career, I think. McNabb was the man when he got to the NFC Championship game.
He was.
And then he was the man again when he got back. And then he was kind of the man when he got to the third, but when he lost it, he wasn't the man anymore. And then when he finally got to the Super Bowl, it was cool, and then he puked. So I think he's taking it of, you're the man when you're winning, but you're not when you start losing. And that's from his own career.
Just imposing what happened to him onto Jalen Hurts is a completely false narrative.
But are we naive enough to think that if Jalen Hurts goes to 3 straight Super Bowls and loses, won't be sitting here having like criticism of Jalen Hurts saying,
you mean like the criticism Jim Kelly's taken?
Yeah.
Yes. And you know what? It has nothing to do with his skin color. No, but that's what the whole thing, the black quarterback in Philadelphia.
Well, I do think
it's a quarterback in Philadelphia.
I do think there are people out there that do not want to cheer for a black quarterback in today.
There could be. I believe there would be. But I believe that there'd be any. There's people who don't want to cheer for whoever. That boo whoever. That are hypercritical of whoever. There's always going to be a-holes in society from all different angles. It exists. Jalen Hurts is not facing, this city is not turning against him or doesn't want to root for him.
And I think McNabb's looking at it like, yeah, not yet.
It's unbelievable.
Because he lived in a situation where he was booed, loved, and then kind of booed again.
Yep.
And I love him.
He was because he's the quarterback. And I do too.
If I ever met the guy, I would thank him for making my childhood pretty damn great.
My favorite Eagle of all time. I've said it numerous times on the show. Favorite Eagle of all time. But hands down, Donovan McNabb.
But he's not talking about us then. He's talking about the people that routinely rip him and won't admit they're wrong. And he's right about that. Like, this city refuses a lot of times to admit they're wrong. There are people out there that don't like Doug Peterson, that won't admit that Nick Sirianni's a good coach. Like,
correct.
But I think that's every sports fan, though. Because as soon as you admit you're wrong,
but when
then you, quote, lose credibility.
But when RG3 is interviewing Donovan McNabb about being a black quarterback in Philadelphia, these critiques go to every athlete in Philadelphia. Reese Hoskins is terribly booed and then cheered and booed and cheered. It happens. It didn't have anything to do with Reese Hoskins' skin color. It had to do with his performance or his failure to perform. That's what it was about. I mean, it's such a strange thing around the Super Bowl that now McNabb inserts himself into. It's just really weird. This is Jalen Hurts' time. Let's hear from Jalen Hurts. He's leading them, and he seems to be very positively received. Hey, there's a brand new wing in town at your local PJ's. It's called the Chili Cumin Wing. Are you curious for it? PJspub.com for full details. 5 Chili Cumin Wings, just $5 during PJ's happy hour. Sixers get a win last night. A little bit of a...
Yeah.
A little strange. It got close again.
Yeah, an athletic team that can beat you off the dribble seems to give the Sixers trouble. And they get beat off the dribble easily, and then when they start backing up on their heels not to get beat by the dribble, then they give up three-pointers. Last night, Orlando didn't shoot three-pointers well. They had a lot of wide-open looks, but that's why I said yesterday that if Embiid didn't play last night, I thought it might be a bigger win because there might be more energy or whatever, but he was terrific again last night, and it was just kind of go through the motions type of win for the Sixers.
The Eagles have to avoid a scandal in their locker room, but we'll talk about it coming up. John Kincaid Show on 97.5, The Fanatic. The big game's here, and a great year for the Birds. Why don't you get in on the betting action on the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app? They've got you covered for the big game, which comes up now in 10 and a half days. Pro and college hoops and so much more. You get the odds, the bets, the slots, and the games right there in the palm of your hand. It's so safe and secure, and you can get in. You can bet on NBA hoops. You can be betting on college basketball. You can be betting on all kinds of individual player performances in the big game. Those are up there for you, too. If you're a new user, you can get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet isn't a winner. Download the app and start playing instantly with the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app. You got to be 21 and in Pennsylvania or Jersey. See betparks.com for terms and conditions. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLE.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's 8:30 on Thursday, which means game time.
Playing The Price is Right Super Bowl Edition. Now, here's your master of ceremonies, Pat Egan.
I absolutely... Well, that was a wild, just out of left field name.
No, good call by you.
Excellent.
Yes, it is The Price is Right Super Bowl Edition. We have life-changing prizes. Results may vary.
Do we have
grabs.
A third person playing with us, Pat, or not? Is Coach going to do it, or what?
I mean, because
Connor can come in?
Connor can answer, but then, Coach, we need somebody to actually get the...
Yeah, that's hard, too.
We need somebody to... So Chevy can come in.
Chevy, come on in if you can. Oh, no, Chevy's got YouTube.
We got two people.
All right, let's do it.
We didn't
we got
think
two.
This through.
All right, let's go.
Prizes today. I could definitely want to use one of these. A $75 Manhattan Bagel gift card.
Not a bad gift at all.
That's life-changing for sure. A four-pack of tickets to the AAC Showdown between Aaron McKee's Temple Owls and number not one, but three Houston
let's
on
go,
Sunday.
Go, Temple.
A pair of tickets to Monday's Flyers Islanders game and a pair of tickets to go see Brian Adams, a special guest, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts. So the way this game works is you guys are going to be given an item.
Yep.
And the caller has to determine which of you guys is closest to the actual retail price. It's that simple.
Simple.
610-632-0975. We'll start out with Richard in Cherry Hill.
Hi, Richard.
All right. Hey, good morning.
All right, buddy. Let's see if we make you a winner.
John, well, both of you guys, the item up for conversation today is a one singular Super Bowl ticket, section 130. That's the 50-yard line, lower level, row 28, seat 1. Talking aisle seat. How much is that running you? Johnny.
I'm going to say $28,000.
Bobby?
I'll go less than that. I'll go $12,000.
Okay, Richard, which one do you think is closest to the actual retail price?
I'm going with Bob.
And the answer is... Bob is correct. That one ticket in section 130, row 28, seat 1, will run you $13,950. But
I don't think that's terrible, honestly, 50-yard line.
That could also get you a lot of bagels. What also could get you a lot of bagels, though, is the $75 Manhattan gift card.
Nice.
Bagel gift card that Richard just won. Place your order today for a sandwich tray for Manhattan Bagel. Sure to satisfy even the hungriest fans on game day. Big game sandwich trays from ManhattanBagel.com. You gather, they cater Manhattan Bagel. It's one of my go-to places, Johnny.
There you go.
The one in Roxborough.
It's a great spot, and people love them.
Let's go to John in the Northeast.
Okay, John, how are you this morning, Johnny?
Great, guys. How are you?
Good.
All right, the item up for discussion now is a 2018 Eagles Premium Replica Championship Ring, size 12, the big boy. Once again, 2018 Eagles Premium Replica Championship
Premium
Ring,
replica.
Size 12. How much is that running you? We'll start with Bob this time.
I'll go 15 grand.
Okay.
I'll go 5,200.
Way less.
Way oh, less. Wow. Okay. I'll start it off then. I'll go, what?
Well, you already made it.
Just
no,
go.
You said we were
over.
Gotta
go again.
Oh, we're both over.
We gotta
over.
Go again.
Oh, I didn't know.
You
I'm sorry.
Stay
again, Bobby.
I'll go $2,500.
$1.
All right. John,
say two last
who time? Was closest?
I'm going to go with the $1, Johnny K.
It is indeed, yes. It's $1, John Kincaid.
How much is it, though? I'm shocked.
$55.99. That's it. It's
what?
A replica, guys.
But it's premium, you
well,
said.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I thought.
Premium. Wow.
Our bosses said this was going to be a premium radio show.
Yeah,
it's not.
That,
you know,
that
is the truth. A lot of false advertising out there.
John just won a four-pack of tickets for the AAC Showdown between Aaron McKee's Temple Owls and number three, not number one, Houston. This Sunday, 6 p.m. There's nothing, no game going on that day. Lee Chorus Center.
There
so,
you go.
Great chance to get out there. Bid on sports memorabilia. Temple experiences and more during the Owl Club auction at the game. For tickets, visit owlsticks.com.
All right.
Let's go to Tim in San Diego.
What's up, Timmy?
Hey, good morning, guys. We got your weather. 41 degrees out here.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. In San Diego? Give it up. Move.
All right,
there you go,
well, let's find out what you guys know about a 2018 Eagles replica Lombardi Trophy. We're talking 20 inches tall. 20. And I'm a man. I'll tell you, every inch matters.
I'm going to say $139.99.
Bobby?
I'll go $75.
All right, you both are wrong, lower.
Wow. $49.
He's on the second. $35.
All right, Tim, who's right?
Let's go with John.
Let's find out. No. No, I'm sorry. Oh, no, Bobby nailed that one. $39.95. Cheap items out there, guys. Cheap items.
Wow, yeah. That really is cheap.
Yeah, very affordable.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's keep it rolling to Chris in Newtown.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
What's going on, buddy?
All right, the item up for discussion, laminated 24 by 36 inch Super Bowl 57, 100 squares blockboard with dry erase marker.
Oh.
I don't even know what this is.
Yeah, it's for a squares
board. I'm not looking for you to describe it. I'm looking for you to give me the price.
Bobby?
No, am I first? I think you're first. I'm first. I'll go $45.
Johnny?
I'll go $14.99.
You both suck at this game, by the way. Lower. Keep
going. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Where the hell are you guys shopping?
I'm shopping anywhere. This is cold.
I think are you at Vera's
window? $12.99.
$1.
All right, let's find out who's closest. Chris, what do you think?
I'll go with the $1.
Let's find out. Yep, $1 wins.
There we go.
$11.99. You were $1 off.
Wow.
$11.99. That'll run you. And it just won.
What did Chris get?
A pair of tickets to go see Brian Adams with special guest Joan Jett and the Blackhearts on June 7th at the Wells Fargo Center.
I wouldn't mind
tickets
seeing
tickets go on sale tomorrow, actually, at noon at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com.
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Okay, you can go buy tickets tomorrow
at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. Joan Jett didn't do it for you?
I didn't mind Joan Jett. I don't know if
you
I'd go
like
see
Brian
her.
Adams?
I like Brian Adams.
Well, I like the two of them.
I might do that.
That
would
be bad.
I would do that.
There we go.
I love rock.
Put another dime in the jukebox.
Why don't we just put another caller up? Let's go to Charles in Sewell, New Jersey.
Charles, what's going on, brother?
Charles, do they have a sign that says, like, welcome to Sewell, home of Bob Cooney?
I don't live there anymore, Pat. That would be Andrew Salchunas.
We'll move on.
Okay.
Let's go with a 2018 Nick Foles Super Bowl replica MVP trophy. 36 inches. Sterling silver. How much?
$79.99.
Bob?
I won't go the dollar thing, but I think it's below that. I'll go $50.
Charles, how much?
I'll go with John.
John is correct.
Nice.
Sterling silver, I thought. Yeah,
this one's a little more expensive. $219.99. That'll run you. Charles, you just won a 4-pack of tickets to the AAC showdown between Aaron McKee's Temple Owls. They're going to beat that ass. Beat that cougar ass.
Beat him again.
On Sunday, 6 p.m., Lee Corps Center. Bid on sports memorabilia, temple experiences, and more at the Owl Club auction at the game. For tickets, visit owlstix.com. Let's get a couple more in here. Let's go to Patrick in Autobahn.
Hi, Patrick. How are you this morning, buddy?
Great. Good morning, guys.
Hi, buddy.
All right, the item, Super Bowl 57. We're talking this one, Eagles Chiefs. Stadium version holographic program. Super Bowl 57, Eagles Chiefs stadium version, holographic.
I'll go $69.
John?
I'll go $20.
All right. Patrick, who's closest?
I think John's closer.
You are correct. Yes. Super Bowl 57 will cost you $56.
Wow. What's he winning?
I can't wait to hand
that's
over
incredible.
$56 for that.
That's incredible.
He is going to end up winning a pair of tickets to see Brian Adams, special guest Joan Jett and the Blackhearts on June 7th, Wells Fargo Center. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, noon, WellsFargoCenter.com.
Right.
Let's go one more.
Are we going to Deke?
Let's go to, yes. No, actually.
Oh, okay.
Deke's fine. Deke's
there you
fine.
Go. Deke, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy.
Okay, we're talking Super Bowl party supplies package, including football tablecloth, touchdown plates, flatware, cups, penalty flag, paper napkins, hanging, swirl banner, and six large football balloons. We're talking this thing serves 24 people.
Wow.
Great for Bob's party that he's hosting that we're not invited to. How much?
No, you're right.
We're not invited.
$24.99.
Bob?
I'm going to go with what I had in my head, $29.99.
All right. Who is closest, Deke?
That sounds like big money. Let's go $29.99, Bob.
That would be Bob, yes, and you are correct.
There you go, Deke.
His Super Bowl party package that includes a whole lot of good stuff is going to run you $33.
Wow, Bob, you were good on that one.
I like the party store.
Bob likes the party store. Deke, is there a South Wales?
No, only North Bay.
There you go. Thank you, buddy.
Well, Deke can travel from North Wales to the Wells Fargo Center for the Flyers-Islanders game on Monday. Tickets available at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Good stuff. Pat? Those
ball
nice
coach.
Prizes.
Coach.
Great job, coach. Well, you had to execute it. But those are great prizes today.
It's, once again, life-changing.
That really is.
Let's say Deke. I don't know if Deke's married, but if Deke isn't married and he sits next to
you know,
the future Mrs. Deke.
Yeah, next thing he meets her at the flyer. Oh, that's a life changing prize,
mm-hmm. Deke.
And we have actually one more.
Okay, one more
That we didn't get to, but Samsung 75-inch okay. QLED 4K UHD Direct Full Array Quantum HDR Smart, not dumb, Smart TV with Alexa built in.
What's the size?
Dude, I said this already.
All right, 55 inches? 75 inches?
Okay, it
How
is.
How did you not hear that?
I'm going to go $599.
I'm going to go $600.
Bob would have been closest. $1,597.
Jeez.
75 inches is big stuff, man.
It's a big boy.
I think I paid, yeah. I think I paid like $750 for mine.
Hey, Jackass, what part of Direct Full Array Quantum?
I don't even know what that means.
Because yours has Alexa already, a person named Alexa already in it? No.
And how does she fit in it?
How does she fit in it?
That's why you got to pay $1,500 to find out.
You got
to
feed her.
Jeff Bezos sends her food every day.
That is unbelievable. Good job there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.